This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you over at freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their website. Ours is free, so enjoy it. And you can connect with us on Skype, by the way. Our Skype username here is lrn.fm. Just send to us, a contact request. You have to send a request first. It will be approved, and we will then be able to get you on the air after that. So once it's approved, you can then call in about whatever happens to be on your mind. Tonight, it is Ian in the studio with you, bringing you special guest host Rich Paul. Welcome back to the show, Rich.
Thanks, Ian.
Good to have you here. Of course, Mark Edge with me, as always.
Indeed.
Except for last night when you were doing a fireman's thing.
Yes. Yes.
So, we can of course, take your calls about absolutely anything. There's interesting news out there, including the WikiLeaks story that I teased last night. I don't know if they've actually released the information that they had teased that they were going to release. They said they're going to release it in within 72 hours, and this was a day or so ago, and it was, according to Glenn Greenwald, information that could lead to deaths. So we'll give you an update on WikiLeaks here in a little bit. First, we go to the phones to Skype. Makona is on the line on Skype. Hello, Makona.
Hello.
Hi. You're on
the air.
That's
Hassan. That's my real name, and I'd like to call, I'd like to talk about the Internet Fastlane rules that the FCC is attempting to implement.
Sure.
And also comment on a few of the net neutrality statements made a few days ago.
By all means.
Okay, so first of all, basically the FCC is attempting to implement a so-called Internet Fastlane, which is part of their new net neutrality rules, which would make it so that it will legitimize a business practice that's extremely consumer unfriendly, where in which ISPs can essentially not offer users the speed they're paying for, and instead only offer it for a select set of services. For example, like imagine if you have a three-lane highway and there are so many cars on the road that traffic is moving extremely slowly.
Mm-hmm.
What the Internet Fastlane does is it essentially closes off one of the lanes, forces everybody to the two lanes, making them much slower.
Yeah,
and then offering that third lane to only the rich people who can afford the toll.
Right.
And it will basically...
I'm sorry, go on.
And basically what it will cause is it will create a business practice where ISPs will be encouraged to force as many service providers on the fast lane as possible by letting their connection saturate, or even letting the network degrade by not repairing switches as they break or any other maintenance, general maintenance, thus allowing the network to slow down and create an artificial scarcity of bandwidth in order to encourage people to pay more for the fast lane.
Well, and let me break in here. I guess my view of it, and I'm pretty well acquainted with how the internet works, being a retired computer programmer, there are already multiple grades of internet service available. You know, you can buy dial-up, you can buy a 300 baud modem if you want to, which is what I started out with. You can connect to a dial-up ISP. You can get DSL, which is faster than that. You can get cable modem, which is faster than that. So already people choose to pay more or less money for their internet connectivity depending on how fast they want stuff to come to them. There is a possibility, and certainly any in a if consider a free society with no regulation at all, an ISP would be perfectly free to say, we won't carry any content from Google.com because we don't like the guy who owns Google.com. They could say that. But then their customers could say, well, I use Google every day, so thanks very much, but I'm going to go to your competitor now. So there are market forces to prevent any kind of abuse. And the scarcity of bandwidth really is not artificial. It costs money to carry data, and somehow companies have to make that back.
And the suggestion that the one lane of highway would be blocked off only for rich people is on two points. It's a fallacious argument because it's not for rich people. It's for people going to rich people's houses. And secondly, it sort of fetishizes that whole let's hate the rich people thing.
And also, when you say rich people, if I was a poor internet content developer, I might choose to allocate the money to get a faster connection, even though I'm not rich, because it's important to me to have fast net. But, you know, Chuck Walgreen, who's very rich, might never use the internet, and he might have a slower connection. So it's not a question of rich and poor. It's a question of willing or unwilling to pay for the service.
Well, the other question is, should the government be getting involved here? Because the advocates of net neutrality are saying that yes.
But should the government be changing the rules? Because they're involved.
Okay. Well, I don't know what level of involvement government has with how fast things can go on the internet. I don't know much about
that. It's not about
that.
How fast. It's allocation. It's allocation of bandwidth. You don't think that the government is actually removing a restriction at this point to allow wealthy web providers to get their traffic? And
what restriction was removed by the government?
I don't know the answer to that, okay. Ian. But I'm suspecting
my understanding of the whole net neutrality, and I can be totally wrong about this. My understanding of this whole net neutrality debate is that the idea of net neutrality has been put forth because someone has proposed that companies may do this. Maybe some companies are doing it, but all I know is the proposal is that some companies may decide to sell a faster tier of service to certain websites out there who want their content to have guaranteed delivery at a certain rate. And if that's actually happening, then, you know, the proposal of the net neutrality advocates is to get the government involved to stop that from happening, or to theoretically stop it from happening in the future, to make the supposed even playing field where every service is given the same level of quality of service on online.
They're talking about outlawing something that, you know, the practice of giving preferential bandwidth, which nobody does. And nobody has done. They just think that someday somebody might want to do this.
Well, so the FCC has floated this. Okay, the FCC has floated this in the last week.
When you say this, you mean...
Okay, do you want to go look it up so I can read it for you?
No, just
the fact
what
is,
do you mean?
There are proposals on the table by the FCC, yeah, not lobbied for by any lawmaker that anybody voted for. Mm-hmm. Unelected bureaucrats that are changing some rules because they can, and that's what the caller's calling it about.
Okay, but what's the proposal that you're
I'll
saying?
I'll go and look it up, please. So I can read it for you.
Great, thank you for that. So go ahead, caller. What was your name again?
I'm Hassan.
Hassan, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, because the issue is like the FCC is already involved in internet providers, and the federal government is heavily involved, including
so
the
you think, is that justification to have them force a so-called level playing field, the net neutrality?
It's either they completely leave or they force a level playing field, because with their involvement as it is now, it's created monopolies already. Like, for example, I'm here in New York and my only ISP option is either Verizon DSL, Verizon Fios, or dial-up.
What makes you believe that that's the FCC's fault? Typically, those are local governments that create those restrictions. It would likely be your New York City government or whatever township or wherever you might be located. Do you have any evidence that it's actually the FCC doing that?
Yes.
Not really. But
what evidence do you have, Mark? Problem.
What, the FCC is the one changing the rules?
No. Maybe you were researching on your laptop there. You weren't listening to Hassan here, who said that he's upset because the FCC has made it so he can only choose between Verizon and dial-up in New York City. And I'm saying that's likely New York City that's doing that,
that's
not
likely
the
municipality.
Thank you, Hassan. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. So I'm not interested in having the FCC come in and mandate what companies can't do. I agree with
Rich.
I think the market will solve this problem because people do not want slow internet. The customers are going to go where they can get the fastest speed. So this whole idea seems just ridiculous to me. But you can comment and share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Summer is almost here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like Toca Djembe drums for only $19, or Squire Stratocaster electric guitars for only $89, or a digital reference mic for just $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Net neutrality back on the table for discussion. Mark's done a little bit of research on the history of it, and Rich and I were both surprised. We, you know, as people who are somewhat, you know, paying attention to the Internet, Rich, you a former computer programmer, I'm a computer geek myself. We hadn't heard that apparently the whole net neutrality thing was actually instituted by the FCC back in 2010. I don't even feel like we've been talking about it for that long. I remember we talked about it a couple years ago on Free Talk Live when it was really kind of bubbling up, but apparently something has happened with that in the past, and now the proposal is to repeal net neutrality, essentially. We can continue the discussion here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you have been paying close attention, and you're just listening, saying to yourself, oh, you guys, you're messing this up. You don't know what you're talking about. Call in.
You're right.
Call in. Let us know. 855-450-FREE, or connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. You know, bitcoins are coming up in price, at least over the last few days. They're inching towards $500 a piece. They were down around $450 for a couple weeks there, it seemed like. And there's been a rally of some sort, and bitcoins are on the way up. And actually, Daryl was doing some calculating today, because I had said on the air in the past that that a bitcoin is probably worth more than all of the other world currencies combined.
Oh, that might be interesting.
And
yeah,
he actually went and he ran the numbers. Now, he did not include gold and silver in this calculation. He just looked at government currencies out there, and he found that like the total amount in U.S. dollars of value of all of the world's currencies amounts to about $50. So really, Bitcoin is 10 times the value of all the world's currencies combined at the moment. Very exciting.
I think that's
per unit. I don't think that's necessarily very meaningful.
Yeah, but it is meaningful because Bitcoin started at zero and now it's at 500.
That's meaningful. Oh,
the delta is meaningful, but it's like saying that, you know, IBM's stock is at 500 and Microsoft's stock is at 250. Those, don't quote me on those numbers, are crap. But and saying, well, therefore Microsoft is worth more or less than IBM, and you have to multiply that by the number of units out there to know the value.
Right.
of the company.
Yeah, I'm just comparing
I'm just comparing
1-to-1 in that there was a time when Bitcoin was worth less than a U.S. dollar, and that time was a long time ago at this point.
Well, no, a couple of years, a few years ago.
I mean, Bitcoin time, that's a long time.
Agreed.
As far as I'm concerned.
I'm with Rich on this one. You know, it is inconsequential as to what the unit is worth unless you compare what it was worth over time, and like the change has been big. I think that enters the realm of a factoid. It's mildly interesting kind of trivia that is of no consequence.
That then again, that there has been a multiple 100% increase in the value of Bitcoin compared to itself over time, that's incredibly significant.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
You know, it was $100 when I went to jail, and now it's worth five times that. So that's a huge difference.
CashIntoCoins.com is the place to go get Bitcoins if you want to get them. It's easy, safe, fast, completely legal, inexpensive. Customer service is their top priority. All you have to do is send them a money order, a check, or a wire transfer. They've got great rates over there. In fact, you can, if you make an order under $40, there's no fee at all. So you can get into Bitcoins. That's what their goal is to get you into Bitcoins. Try it out. See if you like it. CashIntoCoins.com.
Okay, so we were talking about net neutrality. Mark, you did some digging on the history about it. I feel like we haven't been talking about it for 4 years, but maybe we have. Apparently, back in 2010, the FCC made a move on this.
Yeah, May 15th, the Federal Communications, just a few days ago, the Federal Communications Commission voted to move forward with their proposed rules for net neutrality. Whereas in the history of the current proposal goes back to 2010, when the FCC issued an open internet order creating some net neutrality rules, which prohibited internet service providers from blocking content and prioritizing certain kinds of traffic.
Okay.
Consumer rights advocates criticized the rules as too weak because they did not cover mobile web providers. Telecommunications companies, though, countered that the rules were too strong.
Yeah.
Currently, the internet service providers are legally classified as information services, and the law says that no discrimination or price regulations are necessary for consumer protection. That means the FCC has no authority to regulate those services, though the commission does have the indirect authority to regulate interstate and international communications after the FCC released its open internet order. So Verizon then filed a lawsuit against the FCC claiming that the commission did not have the authority to make those rules or enforce them over internet service providers like itself. In January of this year, the D.C. Court of Appeals agreed with Verizon and said the FCC can't stop internet service providers from blocking or discriminating against websites or other internet traffic unless the internet is reclassified as a public utility. But the court also said the FCC does have some authority to implement net neutrality rules so far as it promotes broadband deployment across the country. So there you go.
The FCC. Okay, so the court decided that the FCC could not interfere?
Couldn't interfere, but unless it's a public utility, but it can interfere. It can implement some rules as far as promotion that of the internet as broadband deployment across the country.
Uh-huh. And so now
it, whatever
FCC,
it means to them,
so
legal
now,
crap.
But now you said the FCC's made another decision
loosening up.
To loosen up.
Well, they call it net neutrality, but this is just, you don't listen to what they call their rules. You got to read the rules. And
get right on that.
Yeah. Well, okay. Would you agree that they lie when they name their rules?
Sure.
Okay, great. Then we're on the same page.
So this is what people are freaking out about. They're freaking out because now it could be possible for some company somewhere.
Likely.
I don't know how likely it is. I really don't. I mean, I know people are saying maybe it's happening already, and I don't realize it because, you know, they're not going to advertise this too publicly that they're doing it. But the idea being that if YouTube pays the internet service provider a certain fee, that they would prioritize YouTube over, say, Netflix, for instance. Or it might be vice versa because Netflix actually charges their customers for subscriptions. So let's say Netflix pays the fee. They would have guaranteed delivery, guaranteed bandwidth, that kind of thing, whereas YouTube would be stuck in the kind of the pipe with the rest of the internet. That's my understanding of, although some have said that they might actually throttle the other services, which again, companies that are throttling are not going to be very, very popular with their customers.
Well, they'll be unpopular with the companies, with the users of the websites that they throttle.
Yeah, exactly.
But it might make them more popular with the users of the websites that they don't throttle because the neighbors are throttled. So it's a different way of sharing ISPs where maybe your ISP choice will include what websites you go to most. I don't know
if that would be
useful, but it could develop that way. And if it does, so be it. I mean, that's
consider for a second that if they do get to pay, so some major companies pay, I don't know, to deliver internet to be faster on the internet. Well, consider that relieves pressure on internet service providers, whether mobile or static, to some extent, because they're getting money in on both sides when the pressure is relieved. They can do things with that money. Because remember, they're in competition serving, you know, to serve their customers. So they're either going to have to provide better service or they're going to have to provide lower prices against their competition, which is to say it could very well come to a situation where half the internet's free. Google, Facebook, and all this stuff are free, and then you pay to be able to reach the other lower tiers.
They're not talking about charging customers. They're talking about charging
Ian,
the
it's like you didn't listen to a thing I said.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can take control on Free Talk Live.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all those features that you find on the site there. We give them to you. You can get interactive in a variety of different ways at freetalklive.com, including our bulletin board system and more over, again, at freetalklive.com. Pro XPN is your global virtual private network that encrypts your online data, meaning that before it reaches your internet service provider, whatever it is you're doing online is encrypted, meaning your ISP can no longer know what you're up to online. They can't keep records anymore, which is likely what they're doing right now. They're likely recording every website you visit and every search term that you enter. For as up to 5 years in some cases, which, of course, makes it very easy for governmental agencies to get access to and, of course, easy for your ISP to mine for data and sell your information. So you can stop that from happening by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Download the software for your favorite operating system, Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, Linux. There's a bit of a different setup for Linux users, but it is possible to do it on Linux, and it's actually pretty simple. Just contact their support department there. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use code FTL20 and you'll save 20% off the price of their premium account, which gives you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to, as well as the ability to privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. ProXPN.com/FTL. There's no records being kept by ProXPN of your online habits, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. ProXPN.com/FTL, promo code FTL20. That saves you 20% for the lifetime of your account. Breaks the price down to $5 a month. When you buy the annual plan, you can save even more by buying the annual plan with Bitcoin as well. So ProXPN.com/FTL. So, Mark, you yelled at me for not paying attention to you in the last segment, and it's true. I didn't really understand what you were saying towards the end there. It sounded to me like you were saying that people would get internet for free from some websites, but then other sites would be for pay. And
that's kind of what I'm saying.
Seemed unbelievable to me that something like that would happen.
Why would that be? Now listen for a second. Google is paying money to put out fiber on the internet. I think it's in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Other places. Now I'm sure they're charging people for this fiber. But it shows that they want to get to people so badly. Consider that Google, Yahoo, and a variety of sites give you free internet. Sites give you Facebook gives you a free social profile. Mm-hmm. None of these things are free. They're mining your data. They cannot mine your data if you are not on the internet. Correct?
Correct.
Now, when you and I talk, and you're a big multinational internet company who wishes to mine my data, and I'm me, one of us pays to talk to the other one. Mm-hmm. I pay to talk to you, Gmail or Google or whatever. Why am I paying? Because of the FCC's rule that says that I have to pay. That you are part of an information service known as the internet, and that I have to pay for this information service. Whereas under the new rules, perhaps what will happen is that some companies, large companies, ones that come to mind are YouTube, Google, Facebook. I guess those, I repeat myself to some extent. But the larger websites, they're going to possibly, likely, pay for faster, better service than other websites get. But that faster, better service may come at a lower rate. It may be that the ISPs are the money that these other companies pay offsets what it pays for me. That I get the corporate website internet for free.
I don't see that happening, and there are some technical reasons why I don't think that's likely. And Rich, you can back me up on this or not, but for instance, if you are connecting to, say, ProXPN, then your internet service provider won't know what website you're visiting. And then, how would they divvy up what sites you get to access versus which you don't? And beyond that, and what's their incentive, by the way, to hook up internet service to you and give you technical support if you're not paying them for it? That doesn't make any sense either, because you may not do this all the time, but they've got people calling them all the time saying, my internet's out! And it costs money to give those people service. So when they pay $50 a month or whatever, it helps cover those costs. Right. I just don't see this happening.
How about a lower tier?
And the other thing is, it's already possible for a website. I mean, I've run a lot of websites for companies, and yes, some of them have had fatter pipes than the others. So there's already a difference also at the website provider's location. And some people do things that are very complex to do it. They'll have direct connections to some of the major ISPs that their customers use so that they can get their stuff first, or they'll have co-located servers with some ISPs so that those ISPs customers can get very fast direction to their data. So this is all going on.
Content delivery networks, of course, have servers in different parts of the world. So that way, when you request a video or whatever it is you're requesting, they will determine how to send that content to you based on your location and say, oh, well, this content should come. You're in the Netherlands. This content should come from our European server rather than sending it to you from across the world. So there
one
are
thing
different
we know
tiers
for certain is that business that business always changes. Nothing remains the same.
Yeah.
We can say that cell phone companies 5 years ago, 10 years ago, the unlimited plans, largely unheard of. Now, you have all kinds of companies offering these unlimited plans for $40, $50 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might have been made the speculation, I don't see that business model changing at any point. But when something changes in business, something changes in business.
Yeah.
So when these big companies start paying for larger, if they start paying for, you know, better priority on the bandwidth, then that's going to change things for internet service providers. Internet service providers do want you hooked up to the internet. It's not that they don't want you hooked up to the internet. Now, maybe they'll be able to offer a different tier of the internet that only has Google and Facebook or whatever, in which case they'll make that cheaper for you. Hey, you don't want to go look at the other sites? No problem. We'll just get Google and Facebook for you because they're paying to be there.
Could.
And we'll do that for $10 a month, promotional, for the first 3 months. Yeah. After that, we jack it up to $350 a month, unless you come in and call up and change your plan or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You know how they do it. They're a bunch of liars and thieves.
Well, you can do that, but I don't think you're going to keep your customers very long.
Well, talk to Dish and DirecTV.
I mean, the biggest thing to solve the problem, from my point of view, is deregulate who can provide internet service directly to homes so that there's as much competition as possible. And then if you decide that your internet service isn't good, change providers. And,
yeah, I totally agree.
You know, ever buys what they don't prefer.
I want to see competition in the area of internet service. But what
We've
I want
to
no. We don't. Ian.
Sure, we do.
There
right
are all
here
kinds
in Keene,
of rules.
You've got right here in Keene. You've got DSL and you've got cable. You've also got the new Fast Roads in New Hampshire, which is bringing in fiber as well. So you've got multiple players. You also have the 4G providers on cell phones. So you've got Verizon. You've got U.S. Cellular. So there are at least 4 or 5 different broadband providers right here in Little Keene, New Hampshire. And from what I understand of from what the city claims is that they're not limiting anything. If somebody else wanted to come in and create another internet provider here in Keene, if they thought there was the market potential for it, there probably isn't, but if they thought there was enough that they could outcompete these other players, then they wouldn't be prohibited from doing that here. That's not
every
the same
cellular
as New York City.
Phone company is also an ISP.
That's what
you
I was saying.
It's
4G.
I'm sorry.
I said 4G. There's
said
Verizon,
4G.
U.S. Cellular.
Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about internet as it exists today. You are sitting on a small continuum in a 3D world when I'm talking about a 4D world.
Okay, what are
you
talking about?
You don't know what internet's going to look like in 5 years.
Of course not.
You've got no clue what an open market in internet looks like because you've never had one. In
and
that
therefore,
open,
you should not pass any rules that will be in effect for more than 5 years.
True. You shouldn't
you
pass any rules.
No, there shouldn't be
exactly.
any rules. I agree completely. 855, 450 free. As far as I know, there's nothing preventing you from setting up your own ISP, Mark. If you have the money, you can
That's
do it.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Right, well, then explain it coming up. Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's kind of been tech hour here so far. You can bring up anything that you want, by the way. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a website. It is freetalklive.com. Drop by there. Enjoy all the features that we share with you. Those other talk show hosts charge you for access to their websites, and ours is free. So you'll probably find you get more for free at freetalklive.com than you do when you pay for those other sites. Go and check it out for yourself, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. He is coming back. I've got the date, the estimated date of arrival for Derek J. Freeman. He is about to end his two-year self-imposed exile from the Shire. He will be back with us here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, this Saturday. So I'm very excited about that.
Oh, yeah. He's been missed.
Very excited to get him back on the air here at Free Talk Live. I haven't invited him to come back personally yet, but that's one of the first things I plan to do when he comes back. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there'll be a party here for him at some point, because Derek J. is a great activist. And, Rich, you and I were talking off the air today about how many people Derek and his activism have inspired to move here to New Hampshire, that there's a group of guys out in Manchester. A couple of them are bloggers over at freekeen.com, Joel, as well as Robert Matthias. Mm-hmm. They are two of the doers, and Riaz as well. These are three, like, key doers in the Manchester area. They're generating media, they're mm-hmm. getting out there, they're doing activism, they're doing jury outreach activism, which hasn't been done in Manchester for years that I know of, mm-hmm. on any kind of consistent basis. So they've really kicked, I think, activism into gear up there, at least in a visible way. I know there's stuff mm-hmm. that happens in Manchester, but it seems like they try to keep a lid on it all. So these guys are actually reporting on what's happening, and it's very exciting. And they cite Derek J. Freeman as their inspiration for moving to New Hampshire.
Yeah, and that's something that people forget when they think about Keene activism. They think about, you know, is it effective in convincing people in Keene that we're right about things? And that is one question to ask. But another question is, are libertarians outside the state catching this stuff on the news and deciding to move to New Hampshire? Mm-hmm. And that was a big part of the audience that I was looking for with the 420 rally, a lot of that was directed at out-of-state libertarians, and I wanted to show them 100 people protesting on the square, you know, and that helped.
It sure does. You can see some of that by going to victimlesscrimespree.com, where Derek J., we've got a full feature-length documentary film about his year of arrests for various different ridiculous victimless crimes, and I highly recommend it. It's free. Go watch it at victimlesscrimespree.com, and then share it with your friends, because, again, it's free, so enjoy. All right, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones here. We've been talking about net neutrality. We've got Ty on the line here via Skype. Hello, Ty, in Tennessee.
Hey, good evening. I wanted to make a couple of points on this net neutrality subject. I think maybe this may be where Mark's trying to come from, Ian, as far as the competition. There really can't be fair competition in technology services when those technologies are so highly regulated. You know, the entry costs are sky high to be a provider of information delivery services. So there may be quite a few people in competition out there, but there's no telling how competitive it would be if there was not such a network of regulations.
Well, I agree. I think that there shouldn't be any regulations. And I fully support a free market and competition. And I don't know what it's like to try to start an internet service provider these days. I would imagine that if you can acquire, because I know that where I was from in Florida, there was a Wi-Fi provider that was coming out where they were transmitting wireless internet to different homes. You'd have to get a receiver and, you know, mount it up on a chimney stack or something like that. And I just kind of got the impression that they were a small, you know, mom and pop business. They were not a big player like a Time Warner or a Verizon or anything like that. So I kind of felt like, well, you know, if a mom and pop business like this can start up and share a Wi-Fi connection with people, then, you know, it is possible. It seemed like it was possible. And now this was several years ago, so maybe it's become more difficult. But, you know, I'd be more interested in hearing from somebody in the IT field who can really comment to this. You know, is it really that hard to start an ISP, or is it just a matter of acquiring a big fat internet connection at a certain location and then figuring out how to share that out and charge customers to access it?
A dial-up ISP is pretty easy, but, you know, if you want to start providing cable service, you're going to have to run your own cable.
There you're dealing with local governments and regulations that they're going to put in your way. That seems to me to be the primary barrier to entry here is dealing with local governments, not so much the FCC. But again, I'd be more interested in hearing from somebody who actually has tried to start an internet service provider up, somebody who does know, you know, exactly what it's like and how difficult or simple it is.
Yeah, and the other thing I wanted to bring up is usually the name of a law on the federal level tells us what it will not do.
Yeah, it's the opposite.
So, yeah, proponents are giving the government the power to create problems in order to solve a potential problem. I mean, does anybody have any proof of actual wrongdoing, damages, breach of contract? You know, if there was, then these people could seek remedy through arbitration, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see any evidence of actual wrongdoing. So it sounds like just a big government power grab to try to get more regulatory power over technology.
I see it as a solution looking for a problem.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
So you would support, though, that if the FCC had, as Mark was saying, in 2010, created some new net neutrality rules to repeal those, which is kind of the proposal on the table, right?
Well, I would say get rid of the FCC.
Well, yes, but they're not going to propose that. So in reality, you know, to remove the current rules would be the right way to go, would it not?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying giving the government more regulatory power is a big mistake. They are not going to solve any problems that exist. They are going to create unseen problems. We don't even have an idea what they are yet.
So true, Ty. Thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, you know, I mentioned last night the WikiLeaks story, and since we're talking tech, we're talking internet, this seems like an appropriate place for it. RT.com reporting, despite warnings that doing so could lead to increased violence and potential deaths, anti-secrecy group WikiLeaks says it plans to publish the name of a country targeted by massive U.S. surveillance operations.
Yeah, I thought this was interesting. I mean, it's like, now guess the country.
On Monday this week, journalists at The Intercept published a report based off of leaked U.S. NSA documents supplied by Edward Snowden, which suggested that the NSA had been collecting in bulk the contents of all phone conversations made or received in two countries abroad. Only one of those nations, however, the Bahamas, was named by The Intercept. The other, journalists Ryan Devereaux, Glenn Greenwald, and Laura Poitras wrote this week, was withheld as a result of, quote, credible concerns that doing so could lead to increased violence, unquote. WikiLeaks has since accused The Intercept and its parent company, First Look Media, of censorship and says they will publish the identity of the country if the name remains redacted in the original article. So, again, The Intercept is Glenn Greenwald's thing. Remember, he left right. The Guardian, I think it was sometime in 2013, toward the end of 2013. He said he was going to be starting his own thing, and he launched this Intercept website. So, apparently, WikiLeaks is upset about The Intercept not going ahead and publishing the information that they had given them. Now, that's not censorship, technically. It's only censorship when a government refuses to publish something, right?
Well, even more, censorship is forcibly preventing somebody from publishing. It's right. Not saying, I'm not interested in this.
Well,
I don't want
to. To some extent, I guess I'm a little jaded, but I would not be surprised if Glenn Greenwald was timing the release of these things mm-hmm. in order to best benefit Glenn Greenwald.
Okay.
Now, in the process of benefit, now look, I don't have a problem with that. In the process of benefiting Glenn Greenwald, he has released a lot of good information that we are able to use. And I think that he's sort of been able to catch the NSA and the U.S. government and governments around the world lying with their pants on fire mm-hmm. On more than one occasion. And I like that because it shows people who are at least paying attention that politicians, government bureaucrats, these government agencies, the people that occupy these organizations are big fat liars who do not think you need to know the truth. In a democracy where you're supposed to, in a democratic republic, where you are supposed to pick your rulers, you don't need to know the truth, which is proof positive we don't live in a democratic republic. If they're controlling the information flow to you and you don't have the information to be able to make a good decision, then you're not making a decision at all.
We'll come back with more on the Greenwald/WikiLeaks controversy. They had been allies in the past, now at odds. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. And we still are waiting on WikiLeaks to publish the information. As I understand it, that has not yet happened. Toll-free number 855-453. Plus, you can take control of the airwaves. Michelle Malkin on POT. We'll talk about it.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link. You learn how torrent fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.